do it at a reduced price, so I make a motion that Brother Sam Jones do the painting. We could add that amendment to it after we get the white ones voted on. You got to, you know, you have two amendments you have to vote on. Get them voted on, and you can amend some more if you want to. So pretty soon you could have it that if we decide to paint the church, it's going to be painted with Dutch boy paint, it's going to be white, and Sam Jones is going to do the painting, we're going to pay him $3.85 an hour for the job. Okay. Another thing that might happen is that as you discuss this motion a little further, someone could say, well, I don't really think we're ready to paint the church building just yet because we don't have the answers to some of our questions. What kind of paint are we going to use? This fellow says his cousin has a paint store, and maybe his cousin will sell it to us cheaper, but we could probably get it cheaper too. Does anyone investigate? The appearance of paint would be cheaper than that. Maybe his brother-in-law Sam is a good painter, but I know a fellow that's a painter too, and maybe he'd do it cheaper than that. So don't you think we ought to do a little investigating and find out what kind of paint we can get and the cheapest way to get it? Don't you think we ought to know how much it's going to cost before we vote on this motion? Suppose we vote on painting the church, and then we find out it's going to cost us $2,000 to do the job. We need a little more information. Brother Moderator, I make a motion that we appoint a committee. Brother Ron Campbell, Brother Jim Phillips, Brother Bernie Fletcher, and ask them to investigate the price of paint, the cost of labor, how much paint will it take to paint this building, and how much will the whole job cost, and then let's take a vote and we can vote more intelligently. Now, that'd be a good way to do it. So what you've done in that case is to sidetrack the motion. We've made a motion to elect a committee, and that's not a dead-end motion. That's not a killing motion there. Here is the investigation taking place, and then the next business meeting, that motion comes right back on the main track in the form of a report from a committee, a matter of unfinished business. See how easy that works? All right.
Now, when this comes back from the report, the motion is still on, so you don't need a motion. You just need to take a vote.
That's right. It comes right back. The same car, this motion right here, the same car, comes back in the form of a report from the committee. Now, when the committee reports, we know what to vote on because they come back and they say, we've investigated and we found out that we can get K&W Industrial Paint over here, which is the equivalent of Dutch Boy White. We can get it $1 a gallon cheaper than Dutch Boy costs, and we found out that Sam Jones' bid is really the best one. He says he thinks it's going to take 17 gallons of paint the building, and he estimates that the overall cost will be $900, and this is our report. Okay, then the people can take the vote. Same motion. All they have now is they've reinforced that motion with information from a committee report.
Would they have to wait for the next business meeting before they started?
Well, unless they set a time, it would be better. Now, suppose this fellow says, I make a motion we appoint a committee to investigate this matter and have them make a report to the church next Sunday morning, and that we vote on it at that time. Could you do that? Sure, because you've given notice and you've set a certain date. All right, now, here's something else that might happen to that same motion. Someone might say, well, Brother Moderator, I've heard the report of the committee, but I'm not ready to vote on this yet because I'm not sure we have the money to handle this right now. So I'm going to make a motion, even after we've heard this committee report, I'm going to make a motion that we postpone this for 1 week. And that we vote on it 1 week from today. Now what have you done to your little car? You sidetracked it in a motion to postpone to a set time. That set time could either be the next business meeting, or it could be a designated time, such as 1 week from today, or next Sunday morning, or something like that. But regardless of what time you set, it does come back before your congregation as a matter of unfinished business. Business that was handled in the last business meeting, but for some reason was not finished at that time, and is finished at some subsequent time.
Right. Where does table of motion come in?
Okay, we're not to that yet, Mike. You're okay, right. Okay. Up a little bit.
Oh, I see it. Now, on, excuse me, Brother Reed.
So don't try to pass me back to
him. You got it written right down as soon as you do.
Okay.
On this, now, to get back to this committee report, they've already the amended, they've already decided to paint the church white, all right?
Yeah.
Now, you as a moderator, you recommend that the, or entertain, what would you do, entertain a motion
yeah, well,
to?
That word entertain is something that stems back to our Baptist heritage, goes way back, and I don't know. Rather than do that. It's very formal, very archaic language, but it's still used, and it's okay for the moderator to say, I'll entertain a motion. What does he mean? He just means that there isn't any other business before the House, and so it would now be in order for you to make a motion, and I'll receive the motion. Entertain means accept. And the moderator is supposed to determine whether the motion is or is not in order.
Okay, then okay. One more to get back, to get caught up. I'm a little slow here.
Right.
But you postpone this to a set time. Now, how do you bring this back on the floor? Do you just say, well, it's been postponed? What's the proper I want the proper terminology, yes, for
at
the moderator.
At the next business meeting?
At the next business meeting.
Okay. At the next business meeting, the first items of business that should come up following the receiving of your reports. I gave you a little agenda yesterday that you looked down your notes.
Okay, I've got that.
All right, after the reading of your minutes and your treasurer's report and receiving of your committee reports, then the moderator should say, now, in the matter of unfinished business, at the last business meeting, there was a motion made to thank the church. And a committee reported that it would cost $900 to thank the church, and a motion was made to postpone taking the vote on that motion until this business meeting. We're now ready for the vote, unless there's some other discussion. If there's no other discussion, all favoring the motion that was made a month ago. Raise your hand. That's the way it would come back. That would be the proper way to bring it back before the people. You don't need a new motion. Now, there would be circumstances under which you would need a new motion, and that would be the next item down here that Mike hasn't seen yet, but he is. Okay. And that would be if a person says, Brother Moderator, I'm not ready to vote on this just now, or let's say it like this. Let's say that the committee report and all of the other business has taken so much time that a fellow says, well, I'll make a motion that we table this. Give us a chance to think it over for a while. Okay, what do you do when you put something on the table? You put it aside, and there is no definite time to take it up. No certain time. Otherwise, it would be postponed at that time. You put it aside, you put it on the table, and the difference between a committee action and postponing to a set time and table is simply this. If you postpone to a set time, it automatically comes back as a motion to be voted on. If you table it, it will not come back as a motion to be voted on unless there is a motion made to take it from the table. The difference, this one automatically comes to a vote. This one will never come to a vote again until someone makes a motion to bring it up again.
What's the difference between tabling a motion and postponing indefinitely?
Postponing indefinitely just kills it. And if it's brought up again, it comes up as a matter of new business. This one, you have the committee report, or you have the information, you have everything you need, but you're just postponing it until someone wants to bring it back before the people again. It's very, they're very similar, except this one does take a motion to bring it back. Brother Merlin has it.
Can you, as a moderator, suggest that you table the motion, say this meeting is going to go on?
Oh, yes. Sure, a wise moderator would probably do that.
It doesn't have to come in from that
motion.
Would you bring up to the floor or to the people's attention that we had a motion table at the next business meeting and say, what will you, or you just forget it until someone brings it up?
That's right. If it's read in the minutes that the motion was tabled, then someone may bring it up if they want to. The difference in this way, it has to come up. You commit it, it has to come up because that committee is obligated to bring back a report. If a motion is made to postpone to a set time, it has to come up. That clerk is obligated to bring it back to its unfinished business. If a motion is made to table it, it doesn't have to come up unless someone wants to bring it up.
Does it cease to exist if
after a reasonable period of time, I'd say it would, yes. I'd say after about 2 business days, it's gone by, they'll start over with it.
Do you get with your clerk before a business meeting to see if there is any business, or do you just remember?
I remember from one time to the next. When the clerk reads the minutes, that jogs my memory, and someone here.
Is a moderator the same as him?
Yes.
Same thing.
Moderator,
yeah.
Chairman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, that's a previous question.
Okay, I think we should postpone discussing the previous question until tomorrow because we're just about to run out of time.
Jumping backwards, you postpone a motion indefinitely. Like, you only have $13 in the fund,
yeah.
And something happens where someone, an extra amount of money, maybe $1,700.
Be a whole new ball game. The next time the church meets and business meeting, the person might just get up and say, Brother Moderator, we postponed something indefinitely in our last business meeting, but I'd like to make a motion that we do it again. Make a motion to thank the church. Just in other words, you just started all over with a brand new motion. All right.
I'm not just understanding. Do you mean that table motion has been tabled does not have to be entered into this?
Well, it does have to be entered into the minutes. Yes, it does have to be entered into the minutes.
But
I mean that if a matter is postponed to a set time, the clerk must bring it back in the minutes of the next business meeting. And it's ready for a vote at that time. That's what I mean. But if a matter has been tabled, the clerk might agree that the motion is tabled, but it's not a matter of business. It's not on the agenda. Unless someone makes a motion at the next business meeting to take it from the table. That places the responsibility on the congregation. Okay, now, I've got time to very briefly explain Brother Johnson's question, and then tomorrow we will discuss it some more. The previous question is seldom, if ever, used in a local church business meeting. This is something that's used mostly in large association meetings or something like that, and should be used in CMBI meetings unless they all know what they're doing. Okay. But here's what the previous question does. If you have debated something until you have not debated it today, you know, you have something under discussion, a motion under discussion, and this fellow has spoken, and this one's spoken, and this one's spoken, and this one's spoken in opposition, this one's spoken, and this one's spoken in opposition, and then this guy gets up the second time. He wants to talk again. This one gets up, and he wants to talk again. And first thing you know, you get the impression that everyone is just rehashing and repeating themselves over and over. And what you'd like to do is to make everyone shut up and take it to a vote. Vote on it. Vote it one way or the other. Then a brother could simply move, not simply, it's never simply, but a brother could just move the previous question. The effect of the previous question, if it passes, is that it immediately shuts off debate. and forces the issue to a vote right then with no further discussion. It takes a two-thirds majority to pass the previous question.
It's undebatable.
It's not discussable in any way, except the moderator should explain it before he takes the vote. All right, the previous question has been moved. Let me explain to you what that means. If you want discussion to stop right now and a vote to be taken, vote for the previous question. If you want to hear these brethren repeat their speeches one more time, okay, you take the previous question. If two-thirds of the people vote for the previous question, the moderator is obligated to immediately take that vote. No further discussion, no other committee reports, nothing else. From here to here, just like that, if they move the previous question. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, Brother Reed, if this thing is passed around and no one is saying anything, what would be appropriate for a moderator to say to maybe postpone this thing indefinitely and we're more together? What would be a proper...
That depends on what the circumstances
are. Is that an order for a moderator to do that?
Yes, it's an order. It's a moderator's prerogative to keep, and in fact, his obligation to keep business moving along. England, and he said that they had this this preacher who was a very dry sort of preacher, and every time he'd get up to preach, the people would nod off. I finally found out that means they went to sleep. But he said every time this guy would get up to preach, the people would nod off. Finally, he decided he would do something dramatic to wake them up. And so about halfway through his sermon, he said, "Last night, I was in the arms of another man's wife." And the people all kind of stirred, you know. He said, "My darling mother." So there was a bishop attending there that day that heard that, and he thought it was kind of funny, but this bishop was very, very forgetful. He could never remember a joke. He could never remember. So a week or two later, he was up speaking one day in this big abbey, and the people were all nodding off. And he thought, well, I'll try that. And so he says, "And did you know that yesterday I was in the arms of another man's wife? But I'll say for the moment I can't remember her name."
I had to write that down. Yeah.
Why do you have to write it down?
You don't know her.
Okay, Bill Beckgard.
Here.
Mike Butler.
Here.
Richard Campbell. Richard Campbell. Ron Campbell.
Here.
Truman Campbell.
Here.
Jeff Frensley. I guess Jeff Frensley has left us, right?
Has dropped.